So we begin the meditation normally, meditating on emptiness. Then we imagine, we believe, I'm meditating on emptiness with my very subtle mind. Okay? Now our very subtle mind is the nature of great bliss. And this mind of great bliss is meditating on the emptiness of all phenomena. In other words, it is the mind of an enlightened being. So we observe this union of our very subtle mind and the emptiness of all phenomena, and we think to ourselves, I am truth body, Amitayus. Okay? I am truth body, Amitayus. So we need to train in this a lot, because at the beginning, we will probably still have many ordinary appearances appearing to us. We'll still think that we still have this ordinary body, an ordinary mind. But gradually, through training, through deeper and deeper experience of emptiness, we will understand and we'll realize that it's correct for us to observe this imagined union of bliss and the emptiness of all phenomena, and to take this imagined union of the bliss and emptiness of all phenomena as our basis of imputation, and think to ourselves, this is me. I'm the truth body, in this case, Amitayus, because of the practice of Amitayus. I'm truth body, Amitayus. And then to meditate single-pointedly on that belief. This is what we do in this gap here. There's a gap, isn't there, in the prayers. See, again, it's completely nothing written down. You wouldn't know this if you didn't receive this instruction. So this is part of the precious instructions that Geshe-la transmitted to us, this special method. It's almost exactly like the practice of the first bringing in Highest Yoga Tantra. Those of you who practice Highest Yoga Tantra, it's like the first bringing, bringing death into the path to the truth body. Here we are doing it through the power of imagination. Okay? So this is the most profound level of self-generation as the deity. Normally we think self-generation means observing ourselves in the aspect of a Buddha with a body of light. Well, yes, that's true, but that's the grossest level. The most profound level, the most subtle level, is this one, transforming ourselves into the truth body. The actual body of a Buddha is the truth body, the wisdom truth body, the mind of a Buddha, mixed with the emptiness of all phenomena. That is the nature truth body. So these two bodies we call the truth body. Why do we call them body? You're saying body, body, body. Why is there no body? The only reason that we give them the name body, or it's called Dhammakaya. Kaya means body. Truth body, because it's a basis for imputing ourselves. A basis. Like, for example, you as a person now, your name, whatever your name is, Fred, Joe, Sally, whatever your names are out there, the only reason you impute yourself or think of yourself, say, I am so-and-so, is because you possess a body and a mind. You are a person, you possess a body and a mind. Who possesses that body and mind? You do. Who are you? Your name, whatever is your name. You say, oh, I'm Kenrab, look. I'm Kenrab, can't you tell? But Kenrab is just a name, isn't it? What is that name ascribed to? What is it imputed on? This body and mind. But that's how everything exists, as an imputation. So we as human beings have this crazy idea, when we observe this ordinary contaminated body and mind, that this is us. And we think, this is me. Okay? So in the meditation now, we've swept all that away with our wisdom of meditating on emptiness. And we've appeared, instead, in our meditation, the actual emptiness of all phenomena. We believe we're doing this with our very subtle mind, the mind of great bliss. And we take them, observing that union of great bliss and emptiness, and we're thinking, that's me. That's me. So the stronger you cling to that idea, the bigger, the stronger your wisdom will become, the less suffering you'll have. Because a person who imputes themselves correctly, this is all correct. Correct imputation on a body composed of bliss and emptiness is completely free from all suffering. Who are those people? They are Buddhas. Buddhas are doing this. So right now in this practice, we're doing this just in imagination. We say correct imagination. It's correct because, don't forget, it's taking us on the spiritual path to liberation and enlightenment. This is part of what Geshe-la sometimes calls tantric technology. Tantric technology. He says, you know, ancient technology like tantric technology is non-deceptive. Modern technology like our smartphones and all these other things, we know very well, don't we? Deceptive. Very deceptive. What do we mean by deceptive? The things of samsara, all the things in our normal daily life, appear to offer us such happiness and freedom from problems, but in reality they never do. Never, never, never. Impossible. But here, you know, this truth body that we are creating through correct imagination, is non-deceptive. Mahamudra means the great non-deceptive, great bliss mixed with the great non-deceptive, the non-deceptive emptiness of all phenomena. So this is a wonderful achievement. You know, if you can engage in this meditation alone, just this one meditation, after going for refuge and generating bodhicitta. Actually, I would say this is the most important meditation. We often think, oh no, I've got to generate myself as a deity with a red-coloured body and all that. Yeah, true, we have to do that too. But the red-coloured body, you know, the emanation body, the enjoyment body, they develop out of the truth body. The truth body is the real nature of all things. Why do Buddhas manifest these emanation bodies only for the benefit of others? For themselves, they don't need to look like a red-coloured person or a blue-coloured person. They don't need to do that. They do it for our benefit. They do it because we like these beautiful people, Buddha Amitayas, Medicine Guru, Buddha Manjushri, Heruka. We like them. When we look at them, they are beautiful. I'd like to be like that. If the Buddhas remained in their normal state, the truth body, we would never make a connection with them.